for guys in 53, freshman English and chemistry, parties every Friday night. College was different than boarding school, no one to stop you from being a fool, or staying out till the morning light. We should have been in the library, but we were out chasing Vassar girls. None of us was ever ordinary, we knew then that we would rule the world. Sober at class time, drunk on the weekends, getting to know my new friends. John was the DA of NYC, Frank was the head of R&D for DuPont Chemical Corp. Bob chaired the Federal Reserve Board, Tom won the National Book Award for his novel of the First World War. We met at the Cape every summer, and at black tie charity balls. Each of us married a stunner, and we danced at the governor's ball. All the stock options and the dividends don't compare to my old friends. At the 50th reunion I looked around, at men barely more than skulls and bones. There'd be no more reunions after tonight, just burials and silent headstones. John had a stroke in the Whitney Museum, and Bob passed just 2 weeks after him from a chronic liver disease. Poor Tom accidentally overdosed, but Frank still lives down in the Gulf Coast, sailing out in the gentle breeze. Every month a new obituary of another dear departed friend. When they take me to the mortuary, I hope that I see these guys again. I really miss my old friends.